Every time our film critic, Bob Mondello, walks by in the office, somebody asks him about his Oscar picks. One of his favorites is a nominee for Best Foreign Film, a movie out of Argentina called Wild Tales. It's an anthology of six separate, unrelated stories, and Bob says they all live up to the film's title.
The opening Relato Salvaje, or Wild Tale, would make a great Twilight Zone episode. Passengers on a commercial airline flight start talking amongst themselves in mid-voyage and realize they all, everyone on the plane, know a fellow named...
Pasternak. Gabriel Pasternak.
Their memories are not fond ones. His third-grade teacher remembers telling him he was being held back. There's a music critic...
Pasternak.
...who panned his work, a boss who let him go, a model who cheated on him.
Pero esto es increíble. Acá hay una conexión cósmica.
And the more they share their stories, the more nervous everyone gets, with good reason, as it turns out. It's a nifty start for a film that will repeatedly take a dark comic idea and run with it until it turns apocalyptic. There's a story about a towing company, for instance, that chooses the wrong guy to torment over parking violations. Turns out he's a demolitions expert. Another tale looks at two restaurant employees and the cataclysm that unfolds when they decide to hold a gangster in their diner accountable for his crimes. The stories aren't related to each other, except that each of them expresses exasperation verging on outrage at some aspect of Argentine society. The towing company story is all about getting back at bureaucracy. The airline one has fun at the expense of psychiatry. Others deal with corruption and social privilege. Writer-director Damien Cifron gives each one loads of gallows humor, and a different mood and shooting style. Unlike most American comedies, which tend to be just bright, each of these stories has its own elegant look. Even a gloriously slapsticky road rage battle that starts out feeling like a live-action Roadrunner cartoon, but by the end has become almost Tarantino-esque.
¿Qué pasa, hermano?
Cifron caps his comic anthology with a lushly imagined Bridezilla finale that is weird and sexy and violent enough to make you think of the wild tales of director Pedro Almodóvar.
Me acabo de enterar de que mi marido me engaña con otra invitada.
Which makes sense, since Almodóvar is listed as one of the film's producers, but he's only one of many influences for a collection of wild tales that's clever, gorgeously shot, and quite a romp. I'm Bob Mondello.